Stay Safe Kauai. I am your host, Radio Annie, and I am talking with a couple of folks from our Kauai Emergency Management Division. I've got Sky Asio. She is an Emergency Management Staff Specialist, and Roger Mills, who is the Deputy Fire Chief for Kauai. Hi, guys.
Good morning.
Hi, Annie.
Awesome. I'm so glad that you are joining us today here on Kauai Community Radio. Like, as I just said, like, I am very passionate about getting as many voices and people issues, all the information that Kauai needs. This is what you can get from your community radio station. And do you want to take a minute to each introduce yourselves and sort of tell us why you are interested in emergency management and why you love your job or something like that? Sky, would you like to go first?
Sure. So, good morning. Aloha kaka hiaka kako. Ovau no oskai ka iliko asio. No ko imayao no hoao makapahine. Mahalo nui ya oko pakahia pao for listening in. My name is Sky Asio. Good morning. As Annie mentioned, I work at Kauai Emergency Management Agency as a staff specialist. I've been doing this for a few years now. I love my job because it's my way of giving back to the community that has given to me my entire life. And what we do here, we see the direct results of what the work that we do in here in the community. So it's also a job that changes every day. No day is exactly the same, and that's exciting for me. I really enjoy it.
I do too. Thank you so much for your work too for the island of Kauai. And Roger,
thank you for having me.
Yeah, Roger, would you take a moment to introduce yourself and what you do?
Sure. I'm Roger Mills, Kauai Fire Department, going on 25 years. At this point, I work in the office under the fire chief, and my job is basically to oversee operations in the field, the day-to-day operations of our firefighters. Hmm. The reason why we started working, we've been working closely with the Kauai Emergency Management for a long time now, but since the Kamakani fires of last year, we've become a little bit more proactive in trying to get more community involvement, going out to the communities and actually speaking to the people in order to get the point across that the fire department, the emergency services, we can't do everything. We need the community as a whole to be involved in the entire process to make everyone safer. And that's why we're doing it.
And thank you so much for that, too. I think that by empowering the community, it puts more of that power in their hands. And I know that lots of people are very thankful to have something to do. I saw the press releases online that you guys were going out, you know, physically to Kaumakani and other fire-prone communities on Kauai. And I was very like, oh my gosh, I want this on the radio. I want to be able to amplify this message. So,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah. So yeah, what have you been telling folks out in Kaumakani or what have you been up to? Let's go there.
I'll let Sky go first.
All right. Thanks, Steve. So this initiative was a direct result of the 2024 Kaumakani fire, just like Chief mentioned. This was a coordination and collaboration effort between state and county government, non-government agencies, and private landowners. So, of course, the Office of the Mayor, Kauai Fire Department, Kauai Police Department, us here at KEMA, Department of Water, KIUC, and of course our super great partners over at Gain Robinson, the private landowners. So what we decided to was from that fire, we wanted to amplify evacuation messaging. So we came up with this ready, be ready, be set, go now messaging. And it's the County of Kauai's new evacuation levels. So we went into Kaumakani, we planned this initiative of a real grassroots boots on the ground effort. So there was about 40 of us, and you know, I'm so thankful that everybody was so willing to give their time to that. And we went door to door. We created teams from each agency that I mentioned. We went door to door, letting the residents know that we're still here. We're still remembering that what happened in 2024, and we are really trying our best to, amplify that messaging, that preparedness and evacuation and all of that is so important. And it starts at home, and it starts at checking on your neighbors, and it starts with creating a plan in what we like to call blue sky days, not you know, while the emergency is happening.
I like that. And I just pulled it up on the web to look at the, the graphics for it. And they're super simple, super easy to read. And is there a downloadable form of this graphic, too, that people could put, like, on their fridges?
So there is online. We'll be putting that on our website. But you know what? It's great that you ask about that, what people can put on their fridges, because that I'm working on that right now.
Awesome.
Our office is working on that right now, something that people can put in their refrigerator, because there is something about seeing that, walking by that every day, that you really remember. So that's in the works. People are welcome to give our office a call if they'd like, and we can send them a PDF version of this. But stay tuned for the fridge magnet. It is coming.
I like it a lot. Like, I'm just like so impressed with, like, oh, this is really concise. It's got colors. It's like easy to understand. And I'm going to put a link to this at the KKCR website too, just because I think it's very valuable. So thank you.
Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Do you have specific messages for the Kaumakani residents out there? Like, hey guys, this is what you do.
The specific messaging, it's basically on that handout. Mm-hmm. We did also, KUC did give out literature, and so did Department of Water to that Kaumakani area too. Also, again, Robinson is really good at communicating with their residents. So they send out text messages fairly frequently.
Oh, I love knowing that. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Roger, do you want to chime in?
Sure. The message we tried to project from the fire department side is that fire prevention starts at home. That starts with the homeowners. We'll always be there no matter what, whether it be a wildfire, natural disaster, anything. Any hazard, we'll always be there. But it really starts with the homeowners. And the most important thing we had to reiterate to the people we did speak to was to have a plan and be able to evacuate quickly when needed to, and also be able to check on the family members, their neighbors, and let someone else know if they had someone who maybe had disabilities or just an older person, a little bit immobile. So to be able to let someone know so that we could have police officers or someone get in there and assist with the evacuation. The point we tried to get across was that to make sure that everyone we spoke to actually had cell phones that we could communicate the evacuation plans to, because KEMA coordinates all of the evacuations. So once we knew they had cell phones, we knew they're in a good spot. Other than that, the most important thing we tried to speak to was the bottom line with protecting your home is basically trying to keep your yard and the area around your home clean. It's as simple as that. It's not very difficult. And that's the point we try to point across to the people we speak to, is it's as simple as trying to clean up a little bit and keeping flammable materials away from touching your home, and even further than 10 to 15 feet away from your home. So that's the message we tried to get across to whoever we spoke to at the camp.
And when you say clean, are you talking vegetation? Are you talking like lumber piles? Anything?
Exactly. Exactly. All of it. Vegetation, not having dry plants near your house within 5 feet. Those are the things that embers will fly into and ignite. And if they're within 5 feet of your home, they'll actually start igniting your home. So a lot of the message we try to get across is try and have that buffer zone 0 to 5 feet away from your actual structure. No, try not to have flammable plants. Keep your yards mowed. Not have piles of wood or anything, lumber around your home.
Mm-hmm. And then I know that in critical moments, the KEMA and fire department will give warnings, like it's a red flag alert. What do you recommend during red flag alerts for residents?
Well, during red flag warnings, that was a little difficult to say. During red flag warnings, we're not supposed to have any kind of outdoor fires. No, even if you have a burn permit, like a lot of agricultural businesses have ag burn permits from the state, and they're not allowed to start fires. From our side of the equation, we start beefing up our manpower at stations, and we start setting out extra brush trucks to fire prone areas like Waimea, Koloa, Kapa'a, areas where we have more of a more of an interface with the wildland with our communities.
Okay.
So we beef up staffing and send out equipment. But basically, we try to get people not to start fires or anything during red flag warnings.
Is there a particular time of year that is more vulnerable to red flag warnings?
Sky, can you answer that? Because I usually wait for the Department of Health to let us know.
We do get those from Department of Health as well. Our guidance from the KEMA side of things is to basically stay informed, monitor media, follow official guidance. And then the big one on our side is to make sure you have multiple means of emergency notifications. Dry months can be any time, but generally it's summer to early fall. But multiple means of receiving an emergency alert is huge. So we also, at the county side, we have a wireless emergency notification system. That's an opt-in messaging. It's available on the County of Kauai website. Or anybody can call our office and one of us can get you signed up. That is a really good means of messaging. The NOAA weather radios are really good to have. I have one of those hand crank radios that looks so ancient, but it's so helpful because it works. It works all the time. So just having multiple means of messaging and or ways to receive alerts is huge, and to monitor local media. Thankfully, we have our communications teams out of the mayor's office. They are embedded with us in the EOC, and they push out messaging as soon as we get it as well.
Yeah, I'm very thankful for those messages, too, because we receive them here at KKCR on our DJ computer. And when there is a warning, an active warning going on, we repeat those messages every 15 minutes so that people can get all of that information that they need to keep themselves safe.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. And I just came across you at the North Shore Give presentation. That was so fantastic. Thank you for doing that, too.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you. I was happy to match a face to a name.
I know, huh? Super fun. And I'm thinking more about what else would you all like to tell the residents of Kauai about fire season and about keeping ourselves safe from fires?
Chief, you want me to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
So from the fire department's perspective, the bottom line is it boils down to safety. Talk to your neighbors. Be aware of what's going on around your home, in your community. One thing just got instituted through the fire department and the Hawaii Lifeguard Association was a Pulse Point app that people can download for free on their cell phones. And Pulse Point is a great way to get information across. So that goes straight through our dispatch center. So whoever has that downloaded on their cell phones will get instant alerts to a brush fire in Kamakani or whatever it may be, a traffic accident and all those things. So those are great sources of information that people can get instantaneously to keep abreast with the current situation. I'm sorry, I forgot the question.
Anything else that you would want folks on Kauai to know about fire season or fire safety or anything? And to the Pulse Point thing, I have recently downloaded the Pulse Point app. We had Chris Pico on the radio last month on the third Friday, and he gave a lot of information about Pulse Point, and I was like, wow, that's really, really valuable. And so I've now been walking around for the last month going like, ooh, brush fire in Anahola. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, my mom lives there, so she's well aware of brush fires in Anahola.
There's been quite a few lately, that I was noticing, like, oh my goodness. I hope everyone's okay.
I guess that's a real simple one from my perspective is just get out into your yards, check out your home, make sure if it looks safe to you. If it doesn't, call up our office, the fire department. We'll have a prevention guy go out there and give you a home assessment. We have a few trained guys in our department that can assess a home as to the safety. And basically, it comes down to what I said at the beginning is a lot of it is just cleaning your yards, making things, putting things in the proper areas where they belong, and not stacking them against your home.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty simple, and that's what I love about it. It's a simple fix.
Simple fix. And you mentioned call our department. What is the telephone number there to call for a home assessment?
That would be our prevention department.
Maybe I'll look it up.
It's 241-4975.
4975. That's 808-241-4975. And there you can have someone from our prevention department at the Kauai Fire Department come to your house and give you a home assessment to see how vulnerable you would be in the event of a wildfire. That's an amazing service. Thank you.
That is correct. It is.
Simple.
That's the best part of it all.
Yeah. I like how easy it is for us to protect ourselves and our community in the event of wildfires. Sky, what else would you like people to know about?
So, like many other hazards, preparedness, awareness, resilience, and mitigation begin at the individual and household levels. Everything the public can do before disasters or to prevent or minimize impacts helps our collective preparedness. It's what FEMA calls the whole community approach. It's all levels of government, the private sector, community-based organizations, and the people we serve. Mm-hmm. So if that starts at home, and if everybody can make a plan, have those 14-day go kits, all of that can happen in what we call blue sky days. Not wait for a hazard to come before making a plan. Checking in on our residents, checking in on our neighbors, making sure that everybody has that preparedness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm a big supporter of that too. Thank you so much for all the work that you're doing with it. Are you doing any more outreach events regarding the wildfire preparations?
Yeah, definitely. So that's it. It's one of my favorite parts of my job, honestly, is the outreach portion of it. We are gonna finish up the Kaumakuni area to include Kaumakuni Avenue. That'll be our next opportunity for outreach, very similar to the one that just happened this past Monday. After that, we'll be heading into the Waimea communities, targeting specific places in Waimea that are prone to wildfire and brush fire. So same initiative, just different communities, and then we'll be working our way back east to the Anahola area, because like you said, via Pulse Point, yeah, we're all looking at our Pulse Point app going, uh-oh, Anahola.
What's going on, everybody?
Too, just like Chief, yeah. So just like Chief Mills, my family's from there too, so, you know, you have my family texting me saying, my Pulse Point app says there's a fire. So we'll be doing our next outreach there in the Anahola area, and we'll be taking our cadre there, and we really want our residents to know that we're in the community. This is an initiative and an effort through multi-agencies, and we're excited to do it.
I am also excited about it. When you say you're going into the community, are you going door-to-door, or are you hosting form door-to-door?
So both. I mean, in the Kaumakuni area, we went door-to-door. Yeah, we had four teams of six people that went knocking on each door. And thankfully, like I mentioned earlier, Gin Robinson's a huge partner, and they gave their residents a heads up that we were coming.
Okay.
So a lot of people were home.
Yeah.
We wouldn't also be able to do this without the buy-in of Mayor Derek Kawakami. Thanks to our mayor and his direction and his support, making wildfire mitigation, preparedness, and response such a front-end priority. And Mayor was with us. Mayor went door to door.
I love that.
It was just huge. We couldn't do that without Mayor's buy-in and Mayor making this a priority for him. And so once he gave us the green light, we're gonna keep going. He was very happy with what happened on Monday. We were all really happy with the outcome. Gain Robinson sent me a very nice email the next day that said they were so happy. Their residents were so happy. They felt like they weren't forgotten about on the heels of what happened last year. So we're taking that initiative to the other fire-prone communities on the island. And then what we hope to accomplish shortly after that is maybe something a little more town hall. That more of a venue versus door-to-door, because, you know, unfortunately, there's a lot of residents on this island and a lot of houses. So if we can do something, you know, that we host at one like a specific area, and then people can come to us too. We're working on that too, mm-hmm. as a another project.
That's I'm grateful for that. I love the safety outreach initiatives, and I'm just like, I can't rave about that enough. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, it is a collaborative effort. Kima wouldn't be able to do this without the collaboration with fire department and mayor and KPD and KIUC. Yeah, we have a huge cadre of people that really are so helpful in these types of things with us.
Yeah, and I do want to recognize the county for being proactive, to be taking forward motion, blue sky motion to these things, so that we aren't caught unawares. So I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, one of the big things that I like to talk about too, when we went to door to door, especially in Kaumakuni, a lot of us that are doing this is we live here too. These are the communities that we live in, and we're affected by it too. So it's really just a whole community approach of us taking care of our neighbors and vice versa.
Yeah, that is very valuable. I think when you do the outreach events, if you would mm-hmm. give us a call here at KKCR, we would love to live broadcast them or record them and play them back on the air, because anything that we can do to amplify messages of safety, it's one of the things that community radio does well, and I want to keep doing it. So,
yeah.
Thank you very much for that.
Yeah, I really like it. I think it's valuable. Deputy Chief, is there anything else you'd want to add to our conversation?
No, I'd like to say thank you for allowing us this opportunity to speak to you as well as to the public in general. From our side of everything, from the fire side, we rely heavily on the Kauai Emergency Management Agency. Mm-hmm. Everything we do is through coordination with them, and they're always spearheading the effort, leading the charge, getting the hard work done. We're just thankful they just invite us to come along and just share information. But hats off to Kima for all of the hard work they do to get this proactive approach accomplished.
I love
Thanks,
it.
Chief.
All good.
We're Team Kauai. It is all of us. We could not do what we do without the buy-in and the expert help of every department that we have. It is really a Team Kauai effort. So hats off to all of our partners, including our non-government organizations. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for having us today and for helping us spread the message and getting the word out about preparedness and having a plan and being signed up for messaging.
Yes.
And also, our phone lines are open, and so if anybody has any questions, I mean, we are staffed outside of an emergency from 7:45 to 4:30, but we're happy to communicate any of that that was shared today.
Sure. What is the number that people can call you at?
Oh, Kima's main line is 808-241-1800.
Mm-hmm. Go on, I'll say that one more time. It's 241-1800 for the Kauai Emergency Management Agency, Kima.
That's right.
Cool. That's fantastic. And then I'll say the prevention department with Kauai Fire is 241-4975 if you're interested in having an assessment on your home to see the vulnerabilities for fire safety. So this is great. Thank you so much for talking with me on the air on Stay Safe Kauai on Kauai Community Radio. I'm always happy to give emergency information to folks on Kauai and beyond on how we can keep our residents and our island, our ohana, our neighbors all safe. So thank you for joining me today.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much, Annie.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Cool.
Mahalo nui.
Exactly. And if there's anything we can do for you guys in the future, don't hesitate to call. Thanks so much.
Will do.
Thank you, Annie.
Mahalo.
Happy Aloha
Have
Friday.
A great day.
Mm-hmm.
You as well. Aloha.
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 And thank you for tuning in to Kauai Community Radio. That was Sky Asio. She is the Emergency Management Staff Specialist at Kauai Community Radio. No, not Kauai Community, at Kauai Emergency Management Agency. And she was giving us information about the outreach events that they had been doing in Kaumakani ahead of fire season to sort of help people keep their homes safe and their neighbors safe, and how can they can create a community that's safe in disasters and fires specifically. And we were also speaking with Roger Mills. He is the deputy fire chief for Kauai Fire Department, and they were talking to us about ways to keep things good in your community. Talk to your neighbors, be aware of what's going on. Be signed up for the WENS, which is the text messages that go out with all of the watches and warnings for both weather, fire, all sorts of emergencies on the island. And it is a priority of our county government for keeping us safe and aware and prepared, and we're very thankful for that. And Kauai Community Radio is also a partner with those things, too. You can always find messaging about emergencies on KKCR, and we are available to amplify those messages, to get them out to the public and make them more more seen. What it does is we get the messages straight from the county. It's on our DJ computer. It's right in front of me right now. And we, during warnings, we read those messages every 15 minutes. So you can tune into KKCR and hear what's going on every 15 minutes here. And that is a priority here for us as the DJs. And it's something that we're also pretty passionate about. One of the functions of community radio is to get those messages out to people. KKCR was even started. Our history hails back to post Hurricane Iniki in 1992, where there was no communications, there was no internet, remember those days, no cell phones, remember those days, and there was no actual information for people, especially on the North Shore, being very isolated and far from the town centers. And I still hear stories about people being very scared, or people needing ice. There's no ice anywhere. You hear a rumor or from radio from Honolulu that there's ice in Kapa'a, and you load up all your kids, you use your last gas, and you get there and there's no ice. And so the need for a boots on the ground scenario, a community radio station that's led by community members, staffed by community members, and very people that are in the community, so that they can give you the information that you need, because we're right here. And that is the value of community radio. And I'm very proud and happy to participate with it in this. So my name is Annie. I am the general manager here at Kauai Community Radio. And it is, I personally serve on two boards of directors for emergency services. And I'm very passionate about this sort of thing. So if you have any questions, if you have any needs, you can always call 826-7774. And I can do what I can to direct you to the right agencies that will help you out. And you are listening to KKCR Hanalei, KAQA Kilauea, KCQA Anahola, and K205 FM Honolulu. We are your community radio station. And I have a few things to play for you that are not in the right places. So I'm gonna do the things I'm supposed to do. And stay tuned. At 10 o'clock, we have our new show called Deep Dive into Water Safety. And that show is very important as well, on the safety tip, in which Hawaii has the second highest drowning rate in the nation. And so we feel the need, just like on this show, to talk about disasters, we also feel the need to talk about water safety and to start those conversations on drowning and keeping yourself safe and what happens. So stay tuned for that at 10 o'clock. We'll be coming in and doing that as well. Stay tuned to Kauai Community Radio.
Aloha, I'm Pat Durkin with your KKCR Beach and Ocean Safety Tip for today. The safest places to swim are at beaches with lifeguards. On Kauai, we have 7 lifeguard stations. On the North Shore, they are located at Haena Beach Park and the Hanalei Pavilion. On the east side, lifeguards are at Kealia Beach Park and Lydgate Park. South to west side locations are Poipu Beach Park, Salt Pond Park, and Kekaha Beach Park. These stations are staffed 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Always check in with lifeguards no matter where you plan to swim. Conditions can change rapidly. With today's Beach and Ocean Safety Tip, I'm Pat Durkin for KKCR Radio. Have fun and be safe.
Thanks for listening to Kauai Community Radio. Remember, stay tuned for Deep Dive into Water Safety. That's coming up at 10 o'clock here today. We've got some very cool interviews to share with you about water safety, including Duane DeSoto from Nakamakai. It's really great. The host of this show is Margaret Wright, and she is on the board of the Kauai Lifeguard Association, and very good information. Remember that the state of Hawaii has the second highest drowning rate in the nation, and so we are starting that conversation here on Kauai Community Radio because it's important stuff. Surf report for today: a mixed southerly swell will provide average surf along south-facing shores through early Saturday. A new small long-period southwest swell will fill in slowly Saturday, peak over the weekend before declining slowly through early next week. Surf along east-facing shores will continue to remain choppy due to the fresh to locally strong trade winds before declining slightly over the weekend. Surf along north-facing shores will remain nearly flat through the forecast period. And so we've got north-facing shores today and tomorrow, 0 to 2 feet. West-facing shores, 1 to 3 feet and increasing to 2 to 4 feet by tomorrow afternoon. South-facing shores today, 2 to 4 feet and increasing tomorrow afternoon, 3 to 5 feet. East-facing shores, 3 to 5 feet today and 2 to 4 feet tomorrow. Weather is partly sunny with scattered showers, highs in the upper 80s, winds from the east, 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered showers. These are the gorgeous and easy to predict summertime weather for Kauai. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms. So have a little fun in the rain tomorrow, but remember to stay safe. We'll have more stimulating talk radio in about 10 minutes. Stay tuned to KKCR.